What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shurai.
I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And today we'll be talking about...
If this was your last conversation with your parents, how would the conversation go? 3, 2, 1, let's go! We've been doing podcast for quite some time, right? And we don't really have like a list of things that we want to talk about die anymore.
Finish, and
we definitely done anymore. Everything. We had a list and it's done.
Yes.
Literally, it's done. So like this call is quite common outside. But we sound like fucking handsome, huh? Yeah, but before we came to today's shoot. I was just reminiscing. I can't pronounce that word.
Reminiscing. Yes.
Reminiscing. Conversations. With my mom. And I was with my mom and whatever not. And then I thought of this topic lah. I thought of this topic. If you were to have a conversation. With last conversation with your parents. Kirakan they are gonna die lah. Not you are gonna die lah. If you're gonna die, so it's another flip side as well.
Yeah.
It's another flip side. So yeah, man. So this is the reason I just thought of this, and then I thought like, why not just ask lah? We didn't really have we're gonna go to the streets right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Jap. Tak nak kasi opinion sikit ke?
Boleh.
Ah, kasi opinion sikit lah.
Your answer lah.
My answer.
And I but you say first lah.
Yeah, so
ignoring.
I guess it takes a lot of reflection lah to have this conversation. It takes a certain maturity lah, bro.
For sure.
Macam,
for
kalau
sure.
Kalau kau budak-budak kan, you will not. I don't know whether this is the correct way to say it, but you will not have that value of your parents as much as you are when you hit your mid-20s.
Or sometimes you won't have the courage to even think about it, bro.
Because
it takes a certain level of courage to think about it.
Yeah. So what I would say to my parents is all the usual stuff, you're grateful, thank you. But I think the thing that I want to reinforce to, especially my mother, is to not worry about me and that I am okay. And she can rest well. And of course, I will tell her that I will do akan for her when she's in the kubo and stuff like that. And I will basically tell her that I won't forget the lessons she has taught me lah. Baca Yasin every Thursday if she were to pass away lah. Yeah.
For me, my dad is no longer with us lah. So my dad was in the hospital for some time. So when I talk about these questions, two scenarios happened in my head again, like two flashbacks lah. Is one when he was still at Tan Tock Seng, still okay, still can talk, still okay-ish lah. Both dah rabak lah, but still okay-ish. So I was just visiting in the afternoon. Then after that, we just sitting down. Normally in the afternoons I will come down lah. Cause I think let my mother rest and then so after I will come down. I was just sitting down lah, eating. My meal, he was eating his meal. He don't really finish his meal lah. He just eat the ice cream, eat the fruits and all those stuff. Then after that, he asked me, "Wise, are you dating?" Mm-hmm. Then after that, I say, "Yeah." Then this was like, I would say intermittent conversations in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not there anymore. Then he just asked that question. I told him, I met this girl on Bumble. It's like how I met Fasiha lah. So I told him lah.
You met her on editing app?
Yeah, I met her online. I met her on Bumble. Then I went out with her. Going on, I've been talking to her. So, and then I told him that she knows lah. She knows that you're in the hospital. She knows that I'm here.
Mm.
And then she understands lah. And then I told him that I'm more open with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lot more understanding. Because My dad wasn't sick for a short while, ma. So some girls, I will, in the conversations, you can tell that my father is sick, but I never say.
Mm.
Yeah, but this one, she caught it very fast. Mm. She understood, like, when I'm in the hospital, then I never reply her. She knows lah.
Mm.
Then, like, I cannot go, macam dinner dates and things like that because I want to be there with my father. She also understand. Mm. So that was one. And then another conversation with my dad, it was when he was a lot more sicker. Just lying down on the bed, like, cannot talk, cannot anything, like, cannot even eat, all those stuff. I was just sitting down there. Then I always like to be more lighthearted because macam nak hopeful that it's going to go back to normal is delusional a bit lah, bro. Mm. So I just kind of know it was going to happen. Then we're in the fucking hospice already, bro.
Mm.
I was delusional for the hospice. So hospice, if you guys don't know, free for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why it's free for 3 months, bro.
Because
generally, you're only going to be there for 3 months max, lah. Yeah. Nah, I was researching, okay, 1 month about 3K. Yeah, fuck it, I can do this.
Mm.
I just had the conversations that I have with my father is I'll just go there, like, hey, how are you? Fella's not gonna reply.
Then, good lah, bro.
What do you love?
I don't know.
Then I ask him how are you, then I tell him about my day. Now just share with him about my day lah. I just having conversation, sharing about my day.
But there was no reply, yeah.
No, bro.
Sure, don't do it again.
Well, I didn't mean it as a joke, sir. I was serious.
Yeah, I just tell him that alhamdulillah, I close. After this, I'm going to another appointment. Business on fire. My momentum is there. And I was telling him also, like, I'm making fuck ton of money, remember? Mm. The money is good, man. Mm. Then tell him about one point of time I go into my accident, so I always wear a jacket because I don't need to worry. I don't need to see the bandage and whatever shit, man.
Mm.
So I say that everything is well. Then I'll baca-baca. Now I will tell him lah, cause he's awake ma.
Yeah.
So I tell him that I'm gonna graduate soon. School's fine.
Does he look at you or
I? Yeah, kind of look at me. Okay. Now I'll tap him and look at me. But sometimes I just sit beside him looking up lah. Cause like sit perpendicular to the bed and then looking at him. Not the most comfortable lah.
Mm.
Yeah. And tell him like, hey, school's fine, gonna graduate in August. Alhamdulillah. You this is what you envision and this is gonna happen lah.
Mm.
So I'm gonna graduate. Now I share with him also that financially it's okay. I'm fine. Like the family's okay lah. I'm really very, very okay. I share with him like how much I make.
And the very last conversation was before he passed on?
Very last conversation, that one, because my father nazak very long, 3-5 days, right?
Oh, a while.
Yeah, so I just, that one was just baca-baca dia lah.
Wasn't much conversation.
I just saying like, if it's easier to go in, just go.
Mm.
Easier to go, yeah, go. Remember God. Remember who the dad, like, there are 5 questions. Then they ask you in Kubo, then I tell you, hey, this is what you answer, okay? Keep it more chill, okay?
Mm.
Hey, but going through with you, remember, okay? So first one is, I forgot what's the answer, but basically, first one is Allah, then Muhammad, then after that, Al-Quran, then after that, you go, what?
Is it, what's your religion?
Who's your God or something like that? Who's your God? Who's the prophet? Who's the messenger? Then, what's your kitab, Al-Quran? Yeah.
Al-Quran.
And the other two, I forgot what.
There's two more questions.
So,
your answer.
Yeah, my answer. I don't like to think about this question a lot because every time I every time I think about like my parents' death, I get very extremely emotional and sad. So I don't like to think about it too much.
Mm.
But now that I'm forced to, I guess I would thank them firstly for being the best parents anyone could have ever asked for.
Mm.
They gave me a perfect life. And I know no life is perfect, but then they really gave me the perfect life. Whatever imperfections that I had is my own doing, not theirs at all. And I would forgive them for everything they feel like they've done wrong.
Mm-hmm. You must speak in first person.
Cannot.
Why?
I cannot.
Why?
So sad. You also never. Then I would like Wah, wow, very tough, yeah. It will be equally as tough kalau my mom or my dad go. But it will be tougher if both of them go at the same time lah, I think.
I don't think that's possible lah.
Possible. Can lah.
I mean like macam
car crash ke.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and then
true.
I wouldn't even have a chance to
yeah
give my goodbyes lah. But naturally, if they do go at the same time, I guess it will be very different for each parent. Not because I like one more or the other. I really love them equally, but it's pasal macam, I guess as, let's say if my father goes first, he wants to know that I can take care of myself, correct? And that without him, without my how to say, my dad is like my first boyfriend, right? They always say, right? My first boyfriend, my first love.
Yeah, first
my,
love.
First love, what?
First everything, ah.
Funny,
you know, so it's like, I think he would like to know that I am in good hands. If I'm married by then, that I would reassure him that my husband is the, like, that he will take care of me well, and that he doesn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
And then financially, that one he has to see by himself, you know? And then now I'm working my ass off also to make sure that they think I'm financially okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then for my mom, I think she probably just wants to know that she'll be missed, and that she has been a good mom to me. You know, and as much as it's also the same, like, she wants me to know that I'll be okay, this, that. I think females are more emotional in a sense where she wants me to know how much I appreciate her. She wants to know how much I appreciate her.
Yeah, I think mothers just want that.
Yeah, and I'll tell her, she's been the best mom I could have ever asked for. And she has no lacking whatsoever. She has given me all that she has. And I am eternally grateful for it. And I'll never be able to repay it, but I'll try my best to be exactly like her to my future children.
Okay, we're gonna head to the streets right now. Very solemn. Let's see what the people on the streets have to say lah.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, today I am with
Peng Nam
and Chai.
And where are you guys from?
Cambodia. Yeah,
I know already. Okay, so I have a very deep question, but it's not controversial. So if, let's say today is the last day you will ever see your parents, what would be that last conversation with them be?
I would talk to them about how proud I am of them, of
you're
how they
proud
raised
of them.
Me.
Okay. Yeah.
Similar answer.
Okay, this has to be a longer conversation. This is like the last time you'll ever speak to your mother or father. You are beside their deathbed right now. What would you like to say to them?
Think.
Would you want to confess anything? Would you want to say sorry for certain things?
Yeah, that would be the thing. I would certainly say sorry to some things that I may have done to them unintentionally or intentionally. And that I hope that they will forgive me, and I hope that they will rest well.
Okay.
And to be honest, I won't have a long conversation.
Okay, why?
Because I will be grateful already.
Okay. Yourself? No?
I don't have any answer.
Okay, man. Okay, how about this? Would you want them to not worry about you and possibly just say that, you know, don't worry, I can take care of myself now, and I can take care of whatever my life is? Or would you just say that, or would you just want them to rest easy, don't have to worry?
Just want them to rest easy.
Rest easy.
Worrying about us, about me.
Okay, Ken.
So today I'm with
Aidil.
Yourself?
And Emmy.
Okay. So the this question is hypothetically 20-30 years down the road Okay. You're having the last conversation with your parents. What will you say to them? So try to answer this question in a first person point of view. Kirakan you are talking to them And just to paint the picture for you. I never met you guys before. Your parents may be around, may not be around anymore. Maybe if you can just reflective kind of thing lah. So let's say you are not, it wasn't an accident, it's just natural kind of thing. However,
she's bedridden, last few days,
it's either you're in the hospital or in there, you're just sitting beside her, him or her, and you're alone, chill.
Okay.
Visiting hours is gonna end soon, the announcement is gonna come out soon, and then you just having the conversation with her.
I see. So
what would you say? And what's the conversation like?
I think I would
apologize lah, like, you know, apologize for all the deeds I've done wrong to her. So like, if you know, if that were my mom lah, I would say, oh mama, I'm sorry, you know, for all the wrongdoings I've done to you my whole life. You know, thank you for everything, for this life you have given me. You have taught me a lot. I love you a lot lah, and you know, I'm sorry if I've never said this enough. So I hope that, you know, inshallah we'll meet again, you know, in the akhirah, and you know, dunya is temporary lah. So I will always make dua for you.
Yeah. Awesome, thanks man, thanks for sharing that. How about yourself?
I mean, I would
just for the cameras would, and listeners, I don't know them. I'm taking a risk asking these questions because maybe they're still around, maybe not around anymore, and there's very difficult questions. But I don't know. But yeah, just answer in first person.
I would also seek forgiveness from my parents, and also I would want to remind them that how much they mean to me and how much I really love them despite all our like ups and downs. No matter like how much we fight, like I will always love them, and they are always my top priority, and they are always my prayers. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to say?
No lah.
Okay. Thanks guys. Thank you so much.
Welcome bro.
Don't make us cry. Right? I'm here with?
My name is Raihan.
Raihan. Okay, so my first question is, if today was your last day with your parents, mm-hmm. whichever one or both, what would the last conversation look like?
The last conversation would look like reflecting on how our lives has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. Because only recently, about early last year, we actually got out of being homeless. So we've actually been homeless for like the past like 2 to 3 years before last year. And only recently, this is our first coming to Hari Raya that we
that's
have
good.
Our own house.
I'm proud of you guys. Yeah. Wow, I'm so happy for you all. Oh, that's nice. Okay, if you could do it in like a first person narrative, imagine like your mom or your dad is in front of you, right? What would you say to them right now?
Anyway. Yeah. Right, so what I would say is, looking back at all the years that we've gone through, the hardships that we've gone through, being without a house, without a roof under our heads, not knowing where to go next till we actually found a solution, that was one of the toughest parts we've gone through. Now it's time for you to go, your time has passed. Hope you have an easier life in the hereafter, and also take care of yourself over there.
I want to cry. I'm so sad. I cannot do this podcast. Okay. How was that? All that going through your homelessness. I hope you're feeling better now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, I've been homeless ever since when I was studying in IT year 2, all the way until I've graduated from poly.
Yeah.
So it was really, really tough studying and managing my family, and especially that I'm the only son. Yeah. So I have to handle majority of the, let's say, like the paperwork and everything, and helping along to the court process and everything. So it was really, really difficult.
Yeah.
So really have to just push through.
Okay, I hope things get way better for you from now onwards.
Today I'm with?
Rizwan.
Rizwan, okay. So Rizwan ke Izwan?
Rizwan.
Rizwan, okay. So first question, bro. Slightly deep, but it's a reflective thing lah. Okay. So let's say, like, you imagine 20, 30 years down the road lah. Okay. So now, you're having the last conversation with your parents, and naturally, normally your parents will pass away first lah, before you ma. Yes. Naturally lah. Okay. So can you imagine what's the last conversation with your parents and what is it? Just share with me, in first person. Kirakan you are talking to them ah.
About marriage and.
That because
about marriage and granddaughter, grandson ah.
So what are you saying to them?
We get into marriage soon.
Okay. So you tell them that you will get married soon ah?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 24 this year.
24. So 20, hopefully, inshallah married lah bro.
Inshallah
married. Amin lah. Are there
and that? About housing.
Okay. Is it possible maybe you imagine like you are having this conversation right now with them? Kirakan you are talking to them ah? In first person ah?
You want me to reply
lah? Yeah. Like kira kan sekarang you imagine you are beside them. Yeah. And then kau tengah berbual dengan dorang ah?
No, I say I will try my best. Because I also like in progress to getting married.
Oh yeah?
So inshallah.
Okay. It's quite challenging, huh? Yeah. It's quite challenging, huh? To this. So yeah, that's the reason why we want to have this lah. To just ask people what's their thoughts and then what would they probably say. So for you, it's mostly to tell them that inshallah you're married already, or you're gonna get married soon, and then you have grandchildren coming along the way, things like that lah. So the whole conversation is just going to be that about family and grandchildren, and then you're basically you are okay already.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, awesome.
I'm here with
Johan.
Again, sorry. I got it, Johan, Sabrina.
Okay,
so the question is, if you, hypothetically, if this was the last day with your parents, how would that last conversation be like? Paint you a picture. Your parents, either one or both, is already on their deathbed. They can't really move or talk anymore. But only like, but you want to talk to them lah. What would you say to them?
Okay.
You can pretend.
Okay.
They are here.
I would say that.
Oh yeah, the mic.
Huh? Okay. I would say, to my dad. Okay. He don't have to worry, okay. Because I will take care of the family on behalf of him. And for my mom, yeah, maybe I will also say the same. I love her for sure. And then I will be missing her, and then there will be no replacement.
Okay. If you could just elaborate on that a little bit more, what else is there that you?
Sorry?
Would, if you could elaborate on that a little bit more, what else do you think you would say if you had anything to forgive for, or any particular moments that you feel especially appreciative of towards your parents?
Yeah, I will say that, okay, I feel appreciate for them to...
You cry, I cry also, you know. Really?
Yeah, I quickly get emotional.
Same.
Okay, I would say that thank you for having me again and taking care of me, okay, until I become this big. Okay. Yeah, I love them for sure. There's no replacement.
Yeah, there really isn't love for parents. Thank you so much. That's
okay,
it.
Bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and we're back from the streets.
Yeah,
the
boys.
Questions were very deep, very solemn.
Reflective questions. That's a good way to explain it, though.
Reflective.
Very reflective questions.
Before Ramadan, this will be the podcast that will be released on the week before Ramadan. I guess it's a good time to start reflecting as...
You think we hit anybody? Hit their hearts?
I think they hit our hearts, bro.
No,
that,
I feel...
homeless guy, really
the
hit my heart.
Did, but I feel like... I hope the people who didn't dare to answer or like didn't answer, I think it hit them, sir.
Really, man?
Yeah, I feel like they are the ones that I felt that their parents just passed away, or they don't have parents anymore. That's why they don't answer.
If you were asked a question, would you answer?
Yeah. But catch me correct timing,
Okay.
Time gini, I will answer.
Okay.
Yeah. But they are the ones that I feel that they are not close at all to their parents. Then I was like, oh yeah, fuck. They can die.
I think the delusion about like when you're in your younger days is that you think that you don't have to worry about your parents. They can take care of themselves, what? Yeah. But then you realize that, especially if your parents have never been sick or never been like has the conversation about them dying has never been around and spoken about, right? It's quite hard to really picture it.
For sure. For sure. And I think before this podcast, I also like thought to myself, it's possible for you to be 50 years old and your parents will still be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
55 and your parents still alive, 60 maybe your parents alive.
My grandmother's still alive, sir. That means my Still possible lah.
Yeah,
my father is 68, yeah. My grandmother still alive, yeah.
Yeah, man. They're like, yeah, fuck, man. I didn't. I think I'm just desensitized to it.
But at like, it. If let's say you're already in your 60s, eh.
Yeah.
And then your parents stay alive. Eh?
I don't know who's gonna go first, eh?
Yeah,
like I go in the 60s. I don't know who's gonna go first. Maybe me, sir.
Yeah, maybe me, sir.
But
how would that conversation be, sir? Like, would you treat your, like, the way you interact with your parents would probably be different already by then in your 60s and they're probably in their 80s, 90s already.
I don't think it's so different, eh? Because my dad, he's turning 50 soon. Mm. His parents are still alive. And now, actually, when he was younger, he was like a rebel hubbies, you know, never listened to anything, got married way too young, got a child way too young. Now, he's making up for all his mistakes that he did in the past. So he's extremely nice to them. But still so manja. So manja, just like how I am with my dad. Mm. That's how he is with his dad.
Oh.
And his mom, lah, not so much his dad. Lah. Mm. But you know, it's like, I don't think it ever really changes, lah, depending on your relationship. Mm. My mom was also playful around my grandmother. Even though she's, she cannot talk already. Yeah. She cannot talk, she cannot walk
laugh,
already. Because, I don't know.
So the one that fell.
And the one that, she caught a stroke. And then after that.
Why you laugh?
Why I laugh is because, she got a stroke, yeah? She got a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke go hospital, right, bro? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because stroke go hospital, right?
Yeah.
But, my family, not my family, but like my bigger family, decided to call an ustad over instead.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the ustad said that,
this ustad should be fucking fired, bro.
Ni tengah nazak ni. Maximum 3 hari. Wah, she's still alive, siya. It was a stroke, lah, dude. And then now she's paralyzed. But, I hope Nini gets
she's
better.
Paralyzed.
Like, somewhat, she cannot walk and she cannot talk already.
Bedridden, lah.
She's on a wheelchair lah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, very possible for your parents to still be alive when you're older. But I think it's so unnatural.
Would you want your parents to live that long?
Yes, I want them to die at like, I don't want them to die, but if they had to die, I hope like 80 plus 90 lah.
Mm.
Maybe 90 a bit too old.
Kan?
Like, late 80s.
I would. I don't know, sir. Would I want my mom to live that long, sir?
No, because I had this thought, bro.
Lama,
bro. But like,
if healthy, okay,
yeah.
If not
tak,
healthy,
tak critical ill lah. Kalau macam sekarang, whatever our parents are in now, macam hypertension, diabetes, blah blah blah. But like, I mean, if you're already this old, you're quite patient already, mah.
Mm-hmm.
Kira kalau kita lose weight 6 months, 1 year,
mm-hmm.
they lose weight is like 3 years kind of shit,
mm-hmm.
lah. But you see, if they live under 100, 80 lah, 80. That's another 20 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
3 years? Can you imagine, bro? Because my mom's height is about 155, 156, whatever, bro. Your mom is maybe 16, I don't know.
No lah, shorter.
Shorter, 15
something. 15 something, yeah.
Can you fucking imagine, if... Because health and weight is correlated.
Yeah.
Our parents just, we got 50 kg, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? Then... Once you're healthy, you're light, your joints are fine, these are fine, get it fixed lah.
Mm-hmm.
Put some metal in there, and they just back to normal lah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just be another person, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They're not an old, sick person, they're just another person.
Actually, my grandfather like that. He got metal eye.
Oh,
sorry?
Metal eyes. Lah.
Bionic eyes.
Oh, so your Mr. Shira's dad, Imram.
Yeah.
Imram.
Yeah, he got like he did something with his eye, then he's like half cyclops now.
Damn, cyborg.
Yeah, quick, half cyborg.
Cyclops, mata satu je. Dekat tengah.
No lah, bodoh. Cyclops got two eye lah.
Cyclops got one eye lah.
Cyclops satu.
Cyclops X-Men, yeah.
That's X-Men. Cyclops is the...
Cyclops, monster.
Monster, Dajjal.
Yeah, but...
Would you want your parents to live that long?
Yes.
So kirakan even if you're 60, okay, how many years apart is you and your dad?
22.
So that means...
Budu, just whatever age you are now lah. What type of question is that?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Huh?
How many years apart are you and your parents? We're 27. So yeah lah, 27 years apart lah.
Yeah. No lah. No, that's not true.
That's not true. Fuck off. Fuck off. That's not true.
That's just... No,
you and your mom, how many years? Yeah, correct!
No!
Correct!
No.
Correct!
Then,
You and your dad is 25 lah.
1 year apart.
You and Ryan
are not 1 year apart. Yeah, that's true, right? That's not right.
No, Ryan to him is 1 year apart lah. Him to Ryan is 27 years apart lah. 26 years apart.
Yeah, that is how old he is. The difference between him and his child.
Correct lah. So he is compared.
No, then my father and me is not 47 years apart.
No, father and you 47. You and your father is 23.
Mine is last time. No.
You and your father 25.
I'm 25, but me and my father is 23.
Your dad is?
1976.
Which is 47.
Yeah, 23 is 23. 23. It's not the same
one. Liar! Okay, but how old is your mom?
60. I'm 27.
You're 27?
Yeah, you guys are not 27 years apart, right?
You guys are 33 years apart.
Okay.
That means it's the year that your mom gave birth to you. The age your mom gave birth to you.
Her age when she gave birth to you.
Yeah.
Fooled you guys, eh?
I'm the wrong guy to talk about this.
Wise confidence.
Yeah,
it's not about the confidence, bro.
When it comes to maths, okay, wise betul lah, wise betul lah. Right.
Yes, you're meaning when I'm 60, my dad is only 83.
Yeah.
Young, ah? I old already, sir. 60.
Arguable that 83 is young, bro. But like, how old will your mom be?
If I'm 60.
4 years older than that.
For so 60, 80, 80, 87.
Yeah,
that's older, bro.
Well, I'm 60.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, I'm already 60.
Your mom will be 93, bro.
Mm. Bro.
Mm. 90 is a tough age to imagine, bro.
Nah, tapi kalau 90, another human on the street.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucking cool, bro.
I guess.
But kalau 90 dah bongkok-bongkok, like walk, can barely cross the zebra crossing kind of thing. Okay lah bro, it's time to go lah dude.
Kan. I wouldn't want like my mom or my parents to suffer sah. It'll be quite sad to see. Quite sad to see. If let's say my mom at 39, me and my mom 39 years apart lah.
Okay, kalau kau 55.
How about you and your dad?
The same lah, 39 lah.
The same age?
Yeah.
My dad is older.
Me
55 plus 39 berapa sah?
55 plus
88.
Is it 88?
Yes.
No lah, 98, bro.
Oh, sheesh.
Bro, centurion. Centurion, sah, bro.
Centurion.
Tu Mediterranean.
No.
Centurion.
Centurion,
kan? No,
centenarian.
It's just a different pronunciation.
It's a different spelling. Yeah, so I don't know. Would I want my mom to stay?
What is up with you and trying to fool people?
But you see how, like when it comes to language, I say fuck wise. When it comes to maths, I was like, hey, maybe wise is right, bro. Yeah, 98 years old. Would I mom? Inshallah, one day.
55 must be the interview.
Hey guys, update. My mom is still alive, 98 years old. Alhamdulillah. She just got a new leg today. This technology that happens.
Yeah, lah. Alright, boys. Kim Daniel's podcast. I wanted people to be more sporting and more raw. I'm very grateful for the people who were very sporting and very raw.
Yeah, especially the guy who said that he apologized to his parents for masturbating and watching too much porn.
I miss you, man, bro. I always see you online, man. Great to know that you're still up and kicking at it.
Yeah.
Hey man, thank you so much for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.